This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It is on. There are just 5 days to go until the preliminary election for Boston mayor. Early voting, though, underway. And tonight, WBUR and Radio Boston will join other co-hosts to bring you the last candidate debate before Election Day on Tuesday. So let's build those debate bingo cards for tonight. We'll review the candidate positions and we'll sort of, well, check the score on this unprecedented race. Joining us now, WBUR senior political correspondent Anthony Brooks and Megan Irons, reporter at the Boston Globe, who has been covering the race. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Hey, always a pleasure. Hi, Tiziana.
Hey, Megan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Happy to be here.
Folks, let's do this. Anthony, we'll start with you. Give us a quick snapshot of the race and where it stands right now.
Okay, well, just to bring people up to date really quickly, 5 candidates: acting mayor Kim Janey, city councilors Andrea Campbell, Michelle Wu, Anissa Saibi George, and John Barros, the former financial chief for the city of Boston. They are all in this race. And recent polls suggest that Wu has pulled out in front with a substantial race. But there is a contest for a second spot, and that could be close. Now, that said, there are a couple of wild cards. The latest poll suggests lots of people are still making up their minds, so we don't know where they're going to go. And we don't really know what effect early voting, which you mentioned, will have. Will that increase voter turnout substantially? And if so, that changes the dynamic somewhat. So there's some wild cards, but that's the basic shape of the race.
So then, Megan, there's some debating going on. We mentioned we'll co-host the final debate tonight. WBUR is doing that with The Globe, WCVB Channel 5, and the John W. McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston. But there was a televised debate last night with the 5 candidates as well, sort of a, we'll call it a warm-up. Let me ask you, what stood out to you from last night?
Well, I think it was very interesting to see all the candidates together last night. In many ways, it was the first opportunity for voters across the city to see the candidates up close. This campaign has been going on all year. And for the most part, the meetings have been virtual. There have been more than 60 forums, and most of the candidates have attended those, and a few in-person meetups. So this was an opportunity to see the candidates side by side, talking about the issues, criticizing the acting mayor, who took a lot of the heat, and laying out their vision for what they see for the city. I think for the first time, people were able to see a person like John Barros basically taking on the acting mayor and see the acting mayor fielding criticisms from some of the people that Anthony just talked about, who are competing with her for the second place, Andrea Campbell and Anissa Saibi George, who are critiquing her on a variety of things, including housing and including the debacle that we have seen this morning on children getting to school this morning and not being able to be picked up. There's just really horrifying stories of kids waiting at the bus stop, unable to get a ride, and parents using Uber to send their kids to school. And so tonight we're going to see the mayor, acting mayor, back from that warm up. We're going to see how she responds to even more criticism, I presume, from today's debacle. And I think the candidates, having gone through this warm up, are going to be ready tonight.
And I do want to note, a little later in the show, we'll have WBUR education reporter Carrie Young, who's going to talk a little bit about the school buses this morning and the start of the school day in general. Anthony, it's kind of my experience. Sometimes it's like we all saw the same debate, and sometimes it's like a Rorschach test. So let me also ask you, what are your reflections? What did you see last night?
Well, I thought Megan summed it up really well, but I guess I was struck, and I'll steal a line from the way the Globe characterized it. It was very genteel. I mean, it could have been a lot rougher. There was a lot of substance on policing, on housing, on schools, but I doubt if it made or sort of broke any of the candidates or changed the basic dynamic. If anything, it probably helped Wu. She's the front runner. Nobody ganged up on her. That said, and Megan mentioned this, some of the candidates took shots at acting mayor Kim Janey, and I think that sort of points to both the benefits and the perils of being the acting mayor. I mean, she's had a lot of weeks of being able to hold press conferences and get lots of attention and sort of say again and again, I'm the mayor. But on the downside for her, she's the focus of the criticism. And as Megan said, there were big problems around school buses. And there was a bit of a tussle between Barros and Janey on crime in the city that I thought was interesting. Janey cited statistics that crime is down this year. It is quite low. But Barros pounced on her. Here's a bit of that exchange.
This issue is real. I live with the trauma, as do many residents across our city. And my plan has been working, but we've got to do more.
I'm not sure what Mayor Janey's plan is. I'd love for her to point to a plan. She doesn't have a plan. Check her website out. Said that she was going
to
do a plan.
My summer
She is quoting data on work that the Walsh administration did.
So I'd expect probably to hear a little more of that kind of criticism of the acting mayor tonight as well, in tonight's debate as well.
And worth noting that John Barros was a part of the Walsh administration as we listen to that sound there. So, Megan, there's the horse race and there's the policy. On the horse race side, if we believe the polls, Michelle Wu has a strong sort of outside the margin of error lead. And it appears, a lot can happen, that there's kind of a race for second. Do you have any sense coming out of last night who is in the best position to grab that second spot if Wu is, in fact, the top vote getter?
Well, I think that's one of the most exciting part of this covering this election is you just don't know, right? All of the candidates that are competing for a second spot based on the polls all have very, very good strong points. I just want to get back to something about Michelle Wu. Yes, she played it very low-key last night. She basically stayed out of the fray. She almost seemed like a non-factor, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but something that people observing the candidates might be taking note of. I thought Andrea Campbell, she has been very critical of the acting mayor and remained so last night, picking apart some of her plans, calling what's happening with the schools unacceptable. And I think her assertiveness in this race has helped her to advance from the earlier polls that were taken in June until now. And I think if she continues to beat that drum, if she continues to be critical of the mayor, you might see her numbers increase. I think Anissa Asabi George is in a league on her own. She's in her own lane, the only candidate that's calling for increasing the number of police officers on the force, very pro-police, and some would say very old Boston. And so I don't think anybody's competing with her for those voters. But I don't have an answer for you in terms of who is going to break out.
You can't tell me 5 days before the election who's going to...
Megan, I'm just glad you didn't ask me that question because I wouldn't have had an answer either.
It's a tough one. And as Anthony said, there are people still making up their minds. There are people who love two of these candidates, three of them, and they're still trying to figure out, okay, should I vote for Andrea? She might have an edge. Or should I vote for Kim Janey, who might actually keep the job? So this is really, really, it's going to be down to the wire, I think, for a lot of people across the city.
So, Anthony, I want to pick up on some reporting you did this morning, because you've also been looking at sort of the race for endorsements and how that influences maybe the, 8% or so of undecided voters. What can you tell us?
Yeah, or not. Yeah, I mean, well, I was just out on the campaign trail yesterday just looking at what was going on. And one of the things about endorsements, it gives these candidates sort of an excuse to sort of go out and hold an event. So Michelle Wu has the backing of Senator Elizabeth Warren, for example, of Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins, among others. And yesterday she picked up the endorsement of State Representative Aaron Michaelwitz. He's chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, powerful guy on Beacon Hill. He represents neighborhoods like the North End, where he was yesterday. And he threw his weight behind her. Here's a bit of what he said.
So whether it's fighting for accessible and affordable housing, putting forward a comprehensive plan for climate resiliency, or a long overdue development reform, Michelle Wu is the candidate that Boston needs.
And there are other big endorsements. You know, City Councilor Andrea Campbell got a big plug from the Boston Globe's editorial board, which picked her as the best candidate on education, affordability, public safety. This week, John Santiago, who dropped out of the race in July, endorsed Janey. Janey, of course, was also endorsed by this movement called Wakanda 2, which is an effort by the city's black community to coalesce the black vote behind the mayor. And Asaibe George, as Megan mentioned, has been endorsed by police and fire unions, including former police commissioner William Gross, you know, which helps shore up her reputation as the more moderate candidate. So, you know, that's a snapshot of where some of the big endorsements are.
So, Megan, jump in. Nope, I'm going to you.
I was going to say, I mean, there's a big debate about whether how well these endorsements play out with folks. I mean, do they really mean anything? And I think it's going to come down to who has the best get out the vote operation and who can convince these 8%ers who are still on the fence. And I think this election is a standard election despite its historic nature. And so turnout is going to be regular as they would in any other municipal election in a mayoral year. And so this is going to not be decided on who's endorsing who, but it's going to be decided on who can bring their voters out in droves to the polls to vote and get those early votes in early. And that's going to be the test of both of all three candidates vying for second right now.
So, Anthony, before we turn to tonight, just very briefly, any candidate that particularly stands to gain from either high turnout or low turnout?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the sort of conventional thinking is a low turnout election is going to favor a sort of more conservative candidate because the folks who are coming to the polls are sort of are the usual voters. So the thinking is that Asaibe George would benefit from a low turnout election. When you've got lots of new people coming to the polls, then, you know, the city is ready for change. You know, think of Ayanna Pressley's remarkable campaign and upsetting Michael Capuano. She got lots of new people out to the polls. That meant change. That meant a change candidate.
So, Megan, I'm going to come to you. I love building that debate bingo card. So looking ahead to tonight, obviously I won't be playing bingo because I'll be moderating. Nonetheless.
Good luck.
Thank you. With your colleague, by the way, Adrian Walker, what should some of the messages be? What do people need to get across tonight? What needs to be on those cards?
Well, I think for Kim Janey, she has to demonstrate that she has a plan to continue to lead Boston through November 2nd. And she has to convince people who are kind of doubting her right now. The poll that we had earlier showed that people thought she's doing a great job as mayor, but that has not translated into whether or not they want her to continue to lead the city. So she has to show, you know, through her performance tonight that she is the person to lead. Michelle Wu has to also show that she can lead the city as well. And I think there's a lot of the polls show that there's a lot of newcomers to Boston, higher educated people who really like her message. And I think she's comfortable right now if you're banking on the polls. The other candidates have a little bit of fight on their hands. Andrea Campbell needs to claw her way out of that fourth spot. And Anissa Asaibe George has to tick off Kim Janey. So they both have a challenge on their hands. And John Barrows has to come out there as he did today. I think all the analysis that I've seen so far, he definitely did his job last night. Last night, he's getting a lot of play. And maybe that would be the spoiler in this race going forward.
All right, Anthony, so in our last minute or so, what are you going to watch for over the next few days?
Well, I mean, I think it'll just be really, I mean, the debate is key. I'm really looking forward to watching that debate tonight. I agree with everything Megan said. I expect it to be sort of similar to last night's debate, with Wu, the apparent front runner, kind of, holding that position and not trying to shake things up too much, and that kind of aggressive scramble for second place. But like Megan said, I mean, the key for the next few days is going to be getting out the vote. It's going to be what kind of advertising we're seeing, what kind of online advertising, and that's going to favor the top three candidates who have the most money in the bank, which is Kim Janey, Andrea Campbell, and Michelle Wu. They all have about $1.5 million. Asaibi George is right up there as well. So it'll just be really interesting to see how they get their voters motivated and out to the polls, because that's how you win elections.
All right. Well, that
the more people that vote, the better.
Captain Obvious. But it's such an important point. I'm glad you closed with that, Anthony. WBUR senior political correspondent Anthony Brooks, Megan Irons, reporter at the Boston Globe. That was fun, you two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Take care.